are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions, they've been with us since this show started, man. We've been on the air now for over a year and a half. And just blown it out of the water in terms of rankings. We're rated as, by the way, if you didn't know, we're rated as the number one afternoon talk show in North Alabama, which is just way, way cool. That being said, ZLA Solutions has been there since the very beginning. If you are looking for a job, you yourself looking for a job, you might want to check ZLA's website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got great jobs posted all over North Alabama and beyond. But they've also, by the way, they're there to help employers find the people they need to fill out the ranks of their workforce. Doesn't matter whether it's onesies and twosies. Doesn't matter whether it's just, you know, you need somebody with special niche skills or you need a whole shift of people. Doesn't matter. Blue collar, you know, white collar, no collar, it doesn't matter. They can help you fill that out. And oh, by the way, they can do it in record time. They are good at what they do. And I know these folks personally. So check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, I'm going to go to the phones before I do anything else. Boomer, is that call ready for me right now? Hey, and by the way, it's Jeff from Indiana. And hey, Jeff, I know you're on the line right now. I'm going to tell you right now, blessings and prayers to you. Your wife just had to go to the hospital, and you're driving back up. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the one bad thing about being so far away from home is something like that happens, and then you're so far away. But, yeah, she's going to be fine, I believe. At first they thought it was she's got some heart issues anyway, but they think it's maybe just dehydration and stuff. So she had kind of a little fainty, but I think she's going to be fine now.
Well, then, I tell you what, do you mind saying what her first name is?
Carolyn.
All right, well, I'm going to pray for Carolyn right now. Father, we just ask in Jesus' name that you would bless Jeff, get him home quickly and safely without difficulty. More than anything, God, we just ask in Jesus' name that you would bless Carolyn. Give her all that she needs. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God of healing. And we're asking you to be that for her, and the doctors would be skillful beyond their norm, and you would bless this to be a good outcome in Jesus' name. Amen. There you go, bro.
Amen.
Just pray with you and a whole bunch of other people, I feel certain.
Appreciate that more than you know.
Well, absolutely, brother. What's on your mind, though? You talking IRS, too?
Yeah, I don't mind if they hire all these IRS agents as long as they get assigned to looking for the Biden criminal fund. It might take that many of them just to find it.
Well, they may have to travel to Ukraine to get part of it, and some to China, and others to God knows where, because money was flying in from all over the world, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's come from everywhere, but and a lot of it's in plain sight, you know, and I just can't figure that out, you know, why nobody's more disturbed than that, you know, from if it be me or you, you know, I mean, that's how they got Al Capone. Come on, it's it was tax evasion. I think how much tax evasion you think the Bidens are, you know, have evaded now since they accepted all these millions and millions of dollars and they can't pay taxes on something that they can't declare.
No, and you're exactly right. And you look at it and go, dang, man, now that we have bank, which we, by the way, we have some of the bank records now that literally say, yeah, money came in from China, money went out to Biden family members, and did they claim it on their taxes? What a easy question to fix and or answer.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't look at it. It right now, I'm just so glad. I wish we had a bigger majority in the House, but I'm just so glad that we got the majority in the House so that we could at least look at this stuff. Whether we ever see true justice on it or not remains to be seen, but daggum, we wouldn't even be able to ask for the documents right now if it was Nancy Pelosi still in charge.
Well, you know, the Clinton and everything, you know, he was slick Willy and everything because he got everything. But I think even Biden's even slicker because it's like, hey, look what I did. But, you know, nobody's paying attention.
Part of me wonders if Biden even knew what he did. I mean, at some point, I think he definitely did. But in recent years, I can't help but think that someone just points him to the pudding and he doesn't have anything to say.
I think he just gets a piece of paper and tries to read it.
It does the best he can.
Does the best he can.
Yeah.
Somebody else writes it for him.
Go ahead.
Next time he goes on camera, we need to look for the strings because somebody's pulling it.
Yeah, I'm saying, man. No. Hey, listen, Jeff, we're going to hit the break here in a second. Blessings on you and your wife. Send us a text. Tell us how she's doing, all right?
Okay, I sure will, Bill. I appreciate all your prayers.
All right, man. Take care. It's a great audience, by the way. When you got friends, you pray. And I want to encourage all of y'all out there, do that for each other. All right. Do that for each other. There are times when, and somebody, a mentor taught me this years and years ago. There's times when you can say, hey, I'll be praying for you, and you'll forget. And that's natural. I mean, people are people. That's why I was taught, you know what, if you tell somebody you're going to pray for them, there may be times when you do it right then. Mm-hmm. Just pause where you are. Spend 30 seconds in the middle of the fast food line or in the shopping mall or wherever you're at and say, can I pray for you right now? If they don't want to, they could say no. But the reality is we need to do that for each other more. And all the more as the day draws near, we hear Hebrews 10:24 say. So there's that. Well, listen, we're going to go to a break right now. We're going to come back. This next segment, I guarantee you, is going to get some response from the text line. The war on women and children. We're in it. We are neck deep in it. The war on women and children. Jackassery is everywhere. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show broadcast at Signal way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, folks, I got to tell you, you hear me talking about advertisers and you hear the ads that run during the breaks. If you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, understand we do our own advertising sales. That's a big part of how we support what we do. I mean, Right Side Radio actually is a 501c3, but ad sales are a part of it. And so if you want to advertise your business on Right Side, just go to our website, rightsideradio.org. There's a place on there where you can send a contact message to us, and we'll jump on it and get right back to you. We've had several, probably what, in the last week, Boomer had at least three or four send us through the website, and we get our sales staff right on it. And if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, just know that in whatever market we're in, we sell our own advertising, and we would love to talk to you. I got several text messages with regards to the prayer thing. Leanne from Huntsville just says, amen. Pray immediately. We got TL from Huntsville who texted in and says, prayers of agreement together for Carolyn. Amen. Joe from Athens says the same thing, that says amen. And then got a call on the line. Is that Brian? Yeah, Brian from Huntsville's on the line. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Doing well, and I appreciate the Scorpions, No One Like You. Thank you, Boomer, because that was my high school song.
There you go.
And when we're testing out our stereos. But as far as Carolyn goes, Jeff and everybody else, my wife taught me something and already did it, and I shall do so again. But it is, before you tell somebody you're going to pray for them, stop for a moment and pray for them.
Yeah.
And some people ask me if I'm at a corner store or whatever, what I've done, if they're spilling their guts to me and everything. I said, no, I just stopped and prayed for that.
Yeah, I totally agree. The timeliness of the prayers can sometimes have as much impact. I'll tell you what else, too, Brian. Every once in a while, I found if there's a situation like it's just not conducive, like you can't really stop and pray with them right then, I'll tell them, hey, listen, I'm walking out to my car, and before I turn it on, I'm going to pray for you. So I've said it in my own mind at that point that this is going to happen then. Absolutely, bro.
Yes, sir.
Hey, appreciate you, man.
Thanks.
Y'all. Have a great day. Hey, let's jump into the last of the dippers. We're going to get all three done today. This one, I guarantee you, some of y'all is going to want to call in because the level of jackassery involved in this next topic is boggling the mind. So I even told Boomer, I said, I'm not sure I'm going to get all three dippers in the end of the day or have enough time to work anyway. I thought I'd have too much time, to be honest with you. So the war on women and children. Boomer, do you have that audio, by the way? I sent that audio to you with, okay. And you got the timing I sent on you too? Okay, we didn't even talk about it, so it's a good thing you're on the job. Aren't you impressed, by the way, that early this morning I actually timed it out?
I was very impressed, actually. I was like, wow, you already timed this out.
I know.
He's on top of things. He must have got a lot of sleep this weekend.
I got coffee this morning, too. We're going to talk about the war on women and children. And that's exactly what it is. So you look around, and I don't want to keep harping too long on the Dylan Mulvaney thing, because that is just literally one episode in the overall war. Like right now, let me skip back to it real quick. I'm going to skip down to this one. Story from hotair.com. Story from hotair.com is the state of Washington. Their legislature just passed a bill that would allow the state to intervene and take your children if you do not agree with them wanting gender transition treatments. What? So this is, I knew this would happen. They're labeling it abuse, basically, if you won't let them have life-altering medical treatments. I got news. The parents are supposed to be the ones to consent to the medical treatments. Can you imagine someone swooping in and saying, we got your kid. We're going to do the tonsillectomy you didn't know he needed. We got your kid. We pulled their wisdom teeth because we were ready to pull them. We got your kid. We're going to go ahead and mutilate their genitals. And it's going to be great for them. They're just creating a lifetime of follow-up treatments. And the bill says, Senate Bill 5599 allows the State Department of Children's, Youth, and Families to remove children to a group home if their parents oppose gender transition and the child has expressed an interest in or even an abortion for that matter. They can do so without even informing the parents that it happened. In other words, it's like state-sanctioned kidnapping. Your kid goes to school. The transgender-leaning teacher decides to be a first reporter. Next thing you know, Washington State swoops in, and the proposal gives them, in the law, gives them what they call a compelling reason to conceal a child who seeks sex change operations. I mean, there were still some who spoke out. The article points out there's a few sane people left that spoke out against this. And you got to look at it and go, why is such a plan even being considered? How dare they think that this is a good idea to crush parental rights and crush the life of a kid so that you can force an agenda forward? Folks in Washington State who listen to it by podcast, you are welcome in Alabama where we have a law against that. The article goes on to point out here on Town Hall, where's the remaining sane professionals in the medical community? Surely there must be some left out there in the wild. Or are they all more interested in creating a generation of lucrative permanent outpatients that will require a lifetime of treatment to tend to the wounds that are inflicted on transitioning? This madness has got to stop, y'all. I mean, it's demonic level. This is beyond just, well, we just think it's a good idea to... No, you're talking about changing their lives. So I tell you what, I'm going to play a sound clip for you. Oh, I got a caller first. Let me do that real quick. I got a call. Is that Clarence? Clarence Huntsville. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, doing good. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. What's on your mind?
Man, I got to tell you, I got children. And I tell you, somebody comes messing with my child, it just makes me wonder, how many people are going to start getting hurt when you start messing with people's children?
I agree. I totally agree.
I mean, you come and take my child under those kind of pretenses, I ain't going down gently. I hate to tell you. And it might be time. That's what American parents don't have to start doing on this kind of stuff over there.
Yeah, I don't know where this is headed, but you're right. I've been saying all along that someone's going to get hurt in this. It's going to wind up being someone seizes your child or your daughter gets beat up by a dude trying to play girl sports or something, but someone's going to get hurt or killed because this agenda is so threatening to every aspect of sanity.
Well, think about it like this, all right? You're at your house, and you're sitting in there, and you're watching, I don't know what they watch up in Washington, probably The View, but let's just say you're watching The View, and all of a sudden, you got the dang police coming to knock on your door to take your child or child care services away because your child is 8 years old and decides that, they want to wear a dress and they're a little boy. Are you going to allow them to just take your child?
No.
I'm not.
That's the thing. You're exactly
that's
right.
Who's gonna start getting hurt.
I totally agree, man. I totally agree.
And you see how well, how these are the same states that want to defund the police. It's the same states that you're watching the rioting happen in these grocery stores, these convenience stores that just happened in California again after Chicago last night. And they're talking about they want social workers being the ones to go and do this. You have lost your mind. And now you're going to turn every parent into a felon for defending their child.
Yeah, and you know what's going to wind up happening? 10 years from now, we're going to see a rapid outbreak of suicide and mental health issues among these kids who were transitioned by activist adults. That's the other piece.
On top of lawsuits.
Yeah,
those should already be happening by now from the people that it happened to in the first place. They should sue the doctors.
Clarence, you're spot on, brother, and I appreciate it, man. Let's just hope it doesn't get down to that. But right now, we need some sanity to jump back in sometime soon. You have a great day, bud.
I think so, man. Have a good one.
All right, see you. You got that audio clip, Boomer? What you got? You got a comment.
But oh. I have a comment about that.
Oh, like, you look fired up, man.
I am. I'm
is the camera on you right now? I want to see the Mad Boomer.
Mad Boomer. Okay, so my wife and I were talking about that. McQueen and I were talking about that this weekend.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, infuriating. And exactly like Clarence said, what parent is going to allow you to take their kids? And then on the other hand, what law enforcement officer is going to want to go to somebody's house and take their kids away?
That's a great point. You're going to have law enforcement officers
they're gonna
saying,
be like, I don't want
to go. I refuse to enforce this.
And then they're going to have like tons of people there because they know what's about to happen.
And I think what's going to wind up happening is DHR, Alabama is called DHR. In Washington State, it's called something different, but it's very similar. Mm. They're going to wind up having their own enforcement agents that are going to do it, I guarantee you, because I would bet that a lot of the local police officers are going to say, I'm picking up their kids because of what? Have they been abused? Oh, because their 8-year-old wants to switch sexes? You want me to go pick them up? And you're gonna have parents that are gonna be willing to jump in the car with their kid and escape and to be chased across state lines.
Yep. Absolutely.
And then I guarantee you they run next door to Idaho or some conservative venue like that. No one's gonna extradite them back to Washington to face charges for protecting their child.
Nope. I mean, it's like what we were talking about California earlier. There's going to be a lot of people moving from Washington.
And you know what? By the way, there are conservative, like First Ranger Battalion. Second Ranger Battalion is and the 25th, is the 25th ID? Second ID is stationed at Fort Lewis, Washington.
Mm.
I mean, you got some dudes with some skills hanging out up there in the Pacific Northwest that if you come try to get their kids, it's going to be ugly.
It would be.
Yeah,
very
it would.
Ugly.
It would.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, I'll tell you what. How much time we get? Yeah, you know what? We're going to play it. So in the War on Women and Children, Maria Bartiromo did an amazing job of expressing her own angst this weekend. It became her rant, and it was so worthy of I went out and found the clip and brought it in. This is Maria. You got it ready, Bubber? This is Maria Bartiromo. Talking with one of the hosts from Fox and Friends this weekend about why she is sick to death of watching women being trounced on in the new transgender movement. Go for it.
Something like this helps alert you to other things as well.
Well, I think there's a lot of that in all of it. Pete, good morning. Thank you so much. I think one of the reasons that this story has hit so hard on so many is because of the way Dylan represented women. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have had so many decades, so many years of working hard. I mean, women working hard to earn a seat at the table. And we have done so. And to see this person come on and tell us that she is celebrating 365 days of womanhood. And, oh, what's March Madness? And, oh, I think it has something to do with sports. And, oh, let me crack open a beer. Like, we are such ditz bombs. Okay. Stop. Just stop. Look, I think Megyn Kelly said it well when she talked about this in her podcast the other day and said, look, I'm no fan of Hillary Clinton, but Hillary Clinton was a senator, was a first lady, was a secretary of state. okay? She has the resume and the goods to go up against any man, any time, any day. That's because of all of the years that she's worked so hard to earn that seat at the table. Same with Nikki Haley. Same with so many women that I can mention right now. You know what I'm talking about. How hard it's been. Look at your co-host, Rachel. Look at all the fantastic women on Fox News. We've worked hard. Look at all the years I worked.
Yeah, I was going to say, look at Maria Bartiromo.
You know, right, going on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, battling all of those stereotypes to earn my seat at the table. And here comes this person telling me that she's a woman, and oh, I'm so ditzy.
You can stop it there. You can stop it there. That was an epic rant. I mean, I watched that thing Saturday or Sunday morning. I forget which one it was. And she was going off. And here's the truth. The truth is she is absolutely right. Women have worked hard to destroy the prejudices that said that they're not capable, they're not as competent, that they whatever. They've also worked hard to establish Title IX rights and protections so that they can compete at world class levels in sports. They've also, by the way, served in elected offices at every level, and now we're gonna go ahead and just trash all that, so that men can pretend to be women and women can pretend to be men. And I'm telling you right now, it's a war on womanhood. And we better stand up and say something about it, or it's going to keep on creeping on by, and they're going to have us candleized, like I said earlier, and we won't be able to get it back. All right, Boomer, I ran long on that. Take us to a break, brother. We'll do that. We'll come right back and put a cap on this. I got a couple more pieces that I'll try to get to before we wrap this thing up. Like, how many of y'all get your stuff at CVS? Did you know what CVS is doing with their new gender transition guidelines? Oh, God. I'll tell you about it when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time and making it cool to be a conservative. Got a couple minutes left here. Who was that calling in a minute ago, man?
Oh, Milani from Hawaii.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's just calling in to say he loved the show. So thanks so much for giving us the shout, Milani. And we just thank you, man, for listening.
Yeah, I mean, technology's amazing. Awesome. But yeah, we got a lot of folks that listen way outside the AM, FM capabilities of our stations and listen in other parts of the world. So that's huge. Shout out to you, brother. Appreciate you calling in. In fact, that's the first time he's called, I think. Yeah. Several text messages here. Terry from Hartsell, with regards to the Washington State thing, she says, you're too generous, to me, I guess, you're too generous. They won't go to the house and confront the parents. They'll be sneaky like they already are with don't tell your parents, and they'll just use a social worker to take them out of school. You know what? I'll be honest with you. That's Terry in Hartsell. Terry, I think you're right. I think actually that's exactly what the bill does allow, that their version of DHR could actually remove the child from school without the parents knowing, and the parents would freak out at the end of the day not knowing where their child is because they're in a safe space somewhere. So you are unfortunately correct, Terry. New texter on the line, Dee from Madison. Dee from Madison, appreciate you very much. Dee is also asking about that Vestavia Hills tax thing. Says, wonder if the Vestavia Hills council manager type of governance has anything to do with that aggressive approach. I don't know, Dee. Great question. All I know is this. The educrats in that area have pushed for this, and they really want more money to build new facilities. Can't say whether or not they're needed because I don't live in Vestavia, but I know this. The local people have a right to vote on May 9th, apparently, with very little time or warning. Just got word from Jeff from Indiana. Tell us what he said, buddy. Tell us what.
Yeah, Jeff just called back in and said his wife was released from the hospital and is on her way home just to check in with her local doctor. So
outstanding.
That's great.
Outstanding.
Good news.
Outstanding. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it, Jeff. Gary from Athens. Boomer, there's a text from Gary from Athens. If you wouldn't mind checking that out, please. It's a good one. JT from Lacey Springs said, could be all these new IRS agents assisting with child confiscation. Wow, JT, that's, oh, Lord. Mike from Muscle Shoals says, Phil, the left wants teens to transition because it simultaneously encompasses two items on their agenda. One is population control, helping the environment, and two, it makes people more dependent upon government for life. That's Mike in Muscle Shoals. Mike? Spot on, brother. Joe from Owens Crossroads says, my home state shames me again. Another reason I won't move my family back. I assume he means Washington State. Even though a majority of the counties are red, when you leave Fort Lewis heading towards the mountains, you see a lot of pro-Trump. I believe that, by the way. I served in Baghdad with an Oregon infantry battalion. They're from the Oregon National Guard, and they were squared away, man. A lot of those guys came out of Fort Lewis. A lot of them were, you know, straight leg infantry, former Ranger battalion guys and all of it. And so there was so much experience in that battalion. But they said flat out, once you get east of the Cascades, it's like as conservative as Alabama. It's the stuff on the coast that messes things up. I didn't even get into CVS. You may want to know, though, that CVS now has a new gender transition guideline for all its employees to follow, to include how to be an ally and supporter of your coworker while they take elective time off for their gender transition surgeries. Wonderful. All right, folks. What an amazing day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. Have a great night. Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.